We are on Daf, Kuf Chof Zayin Amed Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara Nishchito HaBehime. Let us just see the Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah says, Nishchito HaBehime Hukshiru B'Domeo. We're speaking about, we have Eiver HaMedudu, Boser HaMedudu, and the behemoth was geshochten, so through the shchites habehemoth, the basar and the eiver became hukshar bidomeho, with the dam of the dam shchite. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer loy hukshiru. Rabbi Shimon says that the eiver and the basar did not become mukshar through the dome, the dmei shchita of the dam shchita of the behemah. Zok the Gemara, b'mai kamiflegi. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon? Omar Rabbe b'behemah nasis yad la'iver kamiflegi. So Rabbe learns pshat. There is such a concept, just like a yad. Is maybe tume to an oichel. So we had before machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that a yad can be maybe hechsher to an oichel. A yad to an oichel can be, if one is machsher the yad, so the oichel becomes mukhsher. So Rabbi wants to say, this is a machlekes tanoim, machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. But not the machlekes is if a yad, a hechsher a yad can be machsher an oichel. No, here this, everyone agrees to that yesod, that a yad is maybe hechsher al oichel. Now here the machlekes is, do I say, a whole behemah becomes a yad to an eiver. The whole concept of yad is that a yad is like a tofel to the oichel. So, if you're machshel, the nitpal to the oichel becomes muchshel. But to say that a whole beheme is nitpal to an eiver meduldo, to basa meduldo, this is a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Behemanas is yad laiver kamiflegi. Mar sova ein behemanas is yad laiver. That's Rab Shimon's forum. Mar sova behemanas is yad laiver. Let us see Rashi. Bamai kamiflegi, Rameyev Rab Shimon legabi hersha. Omar Rabbe, behemanas is yad laiver kamiflegi. Vitabayu islohu. Yesh yad lehechshel. They both agree that a yad, if you're machsher a yad, the oichel can become muchsher. Miyu Rav Shimon sovar ein behema kula nasis yad leiver echad. To say that a whole behema is a yad leiver echad, this we don't say. Hilkach loy hevir loy hechshel. That's why Rav Shimon holds that the shchitas habehime cannot be machsher the eiver. V'Rav Meir sovar behime nasis yad leiver, that the whole behime could become a yad leiver. That's Rabbi's mahalach. But everyone holds yesh yad lehechsher. The shaila is, can the whole behime become a yad to an eiver medul? Abaye Omar, Abaye says, Ba'oiches bekotten, ven godol oile imoi kamiflegi. Abaye says, and we'll see in Rashi, that Abaye holds, everyone agrees that a behemoth cannot become a yad to a neighbor. Such a concept of yad that an ike should become a yata tofel. There's no such concept. Now the shaila is, since the Eiver is mechuber to the behemah. So there's a svara to say that it's one entity. It's not two entities, a yad in an oichel. It's one big oichel, since the mechuber. Well, the shaila is, can we consider this as one entity if you'll pick up the aver and the behemoth will detach itself? Does that make it, can we still consider this one entity, since by the achizes hakotn, the godel ain godel oile imoy? Or maybe, since the other way around, if we'll pick up the behemoth, the aver will be picked up also. So that's cool, it's one big piece of meat. So Mamela, you don't need here a din yodais. Pshat is just like by every heksha, if you maksha a chelik of the machul, the whole machul becomes muksha. So here also, this is the machlokes between Ramei and Rav Shimon. Do I consider the Eivah HaMeduldu, which even though if you pick up the Eivah HaMeduldul, the Chibur to the behemoth would be Nitlash, Nifsak, but since the other way around, if you pick up the behemoth, the cotton is Oileimoy, so that's called one big piece of meat, and therefore Heksha will help. Or no, in order to be considered one, it has to be able to be picked up both Eifanim. And if when you pick up the cotton, is the godel is nitlash mimenu, so that's not called one piece of meat. That's how Abaye says pshat. Abaye yom aboich is becotton, then godel oila imay kemiflegi. Mar sova, oich is becotton, then godel oila imay harei hu kamayu. Afal pikein is considered like one entity. That's Rameyus for it. Umar Sova, Rav Shimon holds, Einoi Kamoyu. It's not Kamoyu. That is the proof of the pudding, since if you pick up the cotton, the godel is nitlash mimenu, so that's a rai, it's not one piece of meat. Let us see Rashi. Abaye Omar, Ein Tamayu Mishum Yad. Not the tam of Rav Meir is, because it is a yad, and Rav Shimon holds it can't become a yad. To kul alma ein behema nasis yad le'ivarecha. Everyone agrees to the svara which was mentioned before, that you cannot take a whole behema and make it a yad. Ala taime de Rameya mishum de kula chodecha shiblei. Rameya holds it's one piece of meat. Ba'av al gad. Let us see the Shita Mekabetz's book. The Ha'af Agav. The Kula Chod HaChoshivlei. Ba'af Agav. The Chi Oiches Bekotten. Ba'ayinu Be'eivar U'bosar HaMedudu. Ein Godel Oile Imai. Ela Be'ema Nitlash Miyad. But Hoyel. Let's go back to the Rashi. But if you'll hold the godel, so the cotton is oile imoy, chato, so it's considered one piece of meat. So therefore, if you maksha a chelik of the piece, so the whole piece becomes muksha. The Rav Shimon sova, einoy kamoyu. It's not considered one piece of meat, because one piece of meat means you can pick it up at both ends. And here, if you pick up the eva, so the behema is nitlash from the eva, so maybe we cannot consider it one. So to Gemara, v'af Rabbi Yochanan sovar, The way Abaye learned Pshat the Machleik is, if it's called Kamoyu, even though Oiches Bekotten and Godel Oile Imoy, and that's Varez Chameyim, Rav Shimon is Choylik, Rav Yochanan also learned like Abaye. How do we know this? רבי יוחנן רומי דרמיה עד רמיה. רבי יוחנן אסת הקשף עם רמיה הרמיה. יסת הסתירן רמיה. מי אומר רבי מיה, איכס בקוט. ואין גודל אוי לאימי הריו כמויו. In our Mishnah, Rameyeh says, even though it's oichet oichet bekod megodoli maharayu kam, it's considered one. So Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha v'ramino, I have a kasha from a different Rameyeh. Rameyeh said in Tvuyoyim, oichel shenifras, you have an oichel of trume, shenifras, that it broke off, u'me'ura b'miktas, and it's there's a small chibur. Rabbi Meir Oymer, so Rabbi Meir said him, oiches bekotten. If one will pick up this small piece, v'godol oileimoy, hareyu kemoyu. That means if you'll pick up the small piece, the godol's oileimoy, then it's considered one piece. And therefore, if a tvul yoim will touch one chelik, the whole thing becomes tame. Vim lav einei kamoyu. So Rabbi Yochanan had a stir in two Rabbi Meir's. In our mission, it says Rabbi Meir holds that nishchat ha'behema hukshiru b'domehom. And it seems Rabbi Yochanan understood that it's speaking about oiches b'kotten ve'ein godol oileimoy. But after Pekin, Rabbi Meir holds that it's considered one. Frag Rabbi Yochanan, in Mesechtes Tvul Yoim, we have here some Trume, and it's Nifras. And there Rabbi Meir says, if it's only if I touched one Chelik, the other Chelik becomes Tomei, only if Im Oiches Bekotten Begodol Oileimoi. So Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha stira in Rameya. Now this stira is only shayach if you learn pshat in Rameya like Abaye. Like Abaye said that Rameya holds, even though oich is bekotten vein godol oile imoy, it's still considered one. So then Rabbi Yochanan is a kasha. Al kaponim, so we see that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and what did Rabbi Yochanan do with this kasha? So he said, "Muchlefes hashita." Rabbi Meir changed the shita in this mishnah. Why he changed the shita in this mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan did not give a reason, but Rabbi Yochanan said, "Muchlefes hashita." Bekitzer. So hanegei alonu. And they gay alone, we know pshat in how Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat in the machloikis. That Rabbi Yochanan learned that the time of Rabbi Meir is in our Mishnah, that the Eiver becomes mukshel to the Shritas HaBehemet, because Rabbi Meir holds that Oiches Bekotten Ben Godol Oile Imoy Hareyu Kamoyu, that is for us Rabbi Yochanan. So Rameyla, that's for us Rameyla, so yes, the stira in Rameyla, Mesech des Truyoy. Let us see the vow what Rashi says. So Rashi, Oichel Trume, an Oichel of Trume, Shenifras, Loshen Pruso, Shenishbar, it got broken, one Chelik got broken off the other Chelik. Harei Hu Kamoyu, Vim noga tvul yoim be'echot min ha'shvorim posol ha'shaveret. It's called one piece, but this is davke im oiches bekotten v'godol oileimoy. Vim lav, but if it's oiches bekotten v'ein godol oileimoy toil, chaveret toil. Af ha'pish she noigim zebozeh, so Rashi says, let's forget about one piece, but one is touching the other, so why is it toyer? So Rashi says, "Ein shlishi oisa revi betrume. Trume only goes to a shlishi. So memeila the tvul yoim touches the trume becomes a shlishi. So finish. So if all is one piece, so everything becomes a shlishi. if they're not considered one piece, because en godol eleimoy, so the other chelik is not mekabel tumah. The gabi tvulyoim tanina lo b'meseches tvulyoim. Fine. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say on this kasha? Muchlefes hashita. Kan hechlif rameya shitose. In this Mishnah, he changed the shita. Rabbi Yochanan didn't give a reason why. It's a stiretake. For some reason in this Mishnah, he changed the shita. Avo ba'al mesvirolei, oichis bekotten, ben godol oile imoi, areihu kamayu. That's Rabbi Meir holds ba'al mes. Midekoma Rabbi Yochanan, Hochisav Rabbi Yochanan had problems between the Mishnah in Tvul Yoyim and our Mishnah. Shema Mino, the Sfirulei, the Ba'oiches, Bekotne, and our Mishnah he holds, Ben Godol Elimoi, Kamiflagi, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Ramei holds, Areyu Kamoi. Fine. So now, how Rabbi Yochanan learned Pshat in the Machlokes, Ramei and Rabbi Shimon, we know. We also know Rabbi Yochanan had a problem, he had a stira with a different Rabbi Meir and Tvul Yoyim. And all Rabbi Yochanan had to say on this kasha here, for some reason, Rabbi Meir changed the shita, and he didn't say a beer why. But it seems there's a stira. Frekte gemore umay kushe. What's bechlal the kasha of Rabbi Yochanan? At Rabbi Yochanan had a machlefes hashita. Dilme shoni leil rameya ben tvul yoyim l'shar tumis. Maybe rameya holds there's a difference between tvul yoyim and shar tumis. Maybe that's the svara of rameya. So Mamela the Gemara is asking a kasha now, what is the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan is asking on Rameya? Now, before we go further, the Gemara understood now a chilek between Tvul Yoyim and Shar Tumis. So now let us try to understand what the chilek is. Umahad Rashas, the Gemara asks, Umay kasha leil Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's problem? Dilme af al gav de meikel Rabbi Meir bitful yoim shutume da rabono machmeru bitume chamura. Let's just say the Ivre in Rashi and then we'll try to explain the difficulties in Rashi. We have here a stira in two Rabbi Meirs. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah said that if a person has a behemoth that was geshochten, and there's an eva hamiduldul that's attached to the behemoth, and if you pick up the eva hamiduldul, the behemoth will become nitlash mimenu. Afal pikein, Rabbi Meir said that this is considered one. Since if you pick up the behemah, the aver is nigrarim, it's considered one piece of meat. And if you marshal the behemah with aidei shchitosoi, you sheikh the behemah, automatically the aver becomes huchsher also, because it's called one piece of meat. So that means a chibur that oiches begodol the cotton oileimoy is sufficient. You don't need a bigger chibur of oiches bekotten begodol oileimoy. That means a gray B chibur is sufficient. You don't need a gray A chibur. A gray A chibur means both of them, it's la'in in nitlashim. So, Meir said in our Mishnah, a gray B chibur is sufficient. And here, in Tvul Yoyim, it says that if you had a piece of trumah, And there you need a great eichibur. That means if it's oiches bekotten, and ein godol eleima in the tvul yoyim will touch one piece, the other piece doesn't become tummy. So by tvul yoyim you need a great eichibur. By hechsher you need a great bechibur. So the Gemara says, oh, that's the teretz. Tvu yoim inira bige chibos, Rashi says, because tvu yoim is a tum ed rabon. The whole tum is a rabon. So you want to be metam, to be metam the whole thing with a tum ed rabon, and you need a great echibah to make it really work. The whole thing is a tum ed rabon. In the Torah, it's not tum ed period. So a tum ed rabon, you need a great echibah. Ma she'en kein by Baramishne is a tum ed reise. So by a tum ed reise, then a fellow a great be. If it's a reise, then you don't need such a big chibur. I feel a great big chibur is also sufficient. That pshat in the Gemara's kasha and Rabbi Yochim. What is your problem, Yevastira, between Tvu Yoim and our Mishnah? So I'd just like to mention two nekudas. Nekuda number one, our Mishnah is speaking about Tumah. Our Mishnah is speaking about Hechsher. Who's talking about Tumah over here? The Mishnah is speaking about a Tumah Chamure. Who's speaking about Tumah? We're speaking about Hechsher. So it could be this Or is not Shver. We had a Gemara in the beginning of Oil Varoite. The Gemara, when the Gemara spoke about Hechsher, so the Gemara said that Hechsher Tchilas Tumah. Hechsher Tchilas Tumah. That means Hechsher is a Hascholas of Tumah. That means it's the beginning of the Tumah. So Memela, that's why there's Yesh Yad LaHechsher. And Rabbi Yochanan Grat says this for him. So Memela, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Hechsher is Tchilas Tumah, so you can call Hechsher also a Tumah. But Hechsher is a Tumah Dereis. So a Tumah Dereis, afilu a great Bichibur is sufficient. By a Tumah Derabonon, then you need a great Eichibur in order to be Metama both Chalok. But here, all the Mefarshim ask a kasha, Rabbi Kiveger ask a kasha, Shemu Shamayim, Tvu Yoim is a Tumah Derabonon. That's klar, Tvu Yoim is a Tumah Deraisa, they bring often the Gemaras, Tvu Yoim is a Tvu Yoim is Metama Trume. That's enough in the din, Tvu Yoim is Metama Trume. So why does Rashi call it a Tumah Derabonon? So the Marsham brings down Tshuvas Binyan Siyan. His brother asked him the kasha, and the Binyan Siyan says, Amir de Keteres. He says, number one, we have to know that a Tvu Yoin passes is not metame. That means there's a difference between a Tvu Yoim is poisel as a truma. What's the difference between poisel and metame? Metame means that, let's say, a rishain touches an oichel, so the oichel has tume in itself, and it's metame acherim. That's called, it injects tume into the machel that it touches. That's called, it's metame. A rishain is metame chulin. When a tvul yoim touches tume, it doesn't inject a koyach letamis in the tume. Tume only goes to lashlishi. It's poisel as a tume. It's not metame. It's poisel. It's poisel. So be'etzem. So that kuf is a chilek. That's emes Rabbi Kiveger mentions this svara. The tvul yoim kolish tumasai. That's taka the svara. A tvul yoim is not metame. It's poisel. So since it's poisel, so it could be, if you want to pass on the whole thing, you need a grade A chibur. It's poisel. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's metame midarabona. Sok the binyan siyan, but there's a raya that a shlishi shel trume is metame kodesh. So a tvul yoim is metame also. Ooh, so if a tvul yoim is metame, so we're back to where we started from. So lechayr legabi tume, this is not kolish, it's metamet. So a great B chibur should be sufficient. So Rashi, that din that a shlishi is metamet kodesh, that's a derabonon. So the lashon of Rashi is merdik meduyik. Avol gav de meikel rameya betvul yoim shu tumet derabonon. It's absurd deraisa. But that was an akasha to begin with. You can understand that there's a difference between psul and tumah. But Rashi is kavagav the maker maybe tvul yom shu tumah But that's a tumah de rabbanon. Machmer b'tumah chamur. Bekitzer, so we have, we're up to now as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan held, and the Mishnah Rav Meir holds, if you have a great B chibur, that oich is bekotten ben godol oile imoy, if you'll be machsher the godol, it helps for the cotton is considered one, and that's called a tumah deraisa. And here by Tzvuyoyim, Rav Meir said that you need a great A chibur that oich is bekotten ben godol oile imoy. And Rabbi Yochanan did not understand why Rav Meir said in our Mishnah like this, in Tfuyayim said like this, and he said, for some reason, Mukhlafas Hashita, but he didn't understand Rav Meir. So the Gemara had asked, why did Rabbi Yochanan have problems? Umay Kushe, do Mishani le Rav Meir ben Tfuyayim le Shar Tumas, and that was the Gemara's kasha. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's problem? So the Gemara says, no, on that Mishnah, there's a Baraisa. Tanya Rebbe Oimer, Echod Tvuyoim, the Echod Shartumais. On that Mishnah that we're speaking about, that you need Oiches Bekotten V'Godol Oileimoi, this is not only by a Tvuyoim, this is also by Tumis Deraisa. Oh, so you see what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, "Afilo by tumas deraisa, you need a great A chibur." So Rabbi Yochanan asked Amir the Kekasha, and here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says you don't need a great A chibur. A great B chibur is sufficient. That was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. Frek the Gemara v'dilma leRabbi loishoni leAnshuldik. Were you asking a kasha from a baraisa of Rabbi? And the Mishnah of Rav Meir, I mean, please, Rabbi Taka holds that you need a great A chibur afilu for all tumis. V'dilma leRabbi loishoni le, v'lRav Meir shoni le. Rav Meir holds that by a tumah deraisa, a great B chibur is sufficient. By a tumah derabbanan, you need a great A chibur. So then we're back to the kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yashi, Ochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, LeDivrei Rabbi Mechlefes Hashita. That means Rabbi Yochanan said, if Rav Meir holds like Rabbi, so then we have a problem. Rosi Rashi, Tanya Rabbi Yoima Terutzi Kloima, Otoni Rabbi Deloishoni Leis. Amar Meila. So therefore, there's no difference between Adereis and Adarabonon. Echad Tvuyim v'echad Shar Tumis, ein chilek b'negiyosam, akruye b'Shar Tumis negiye, aber b'Tvuyim nami negiye. So the Gemara says, l'divrei Rebbe, d'loishon ileim, according to Rebbe, d'loishon ilei, that's Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rebbe, d'loishon ilei, it's according to him, hechif rameye, shitosei. That here, by a tumah deraisa, great be chibur sufficient. And according to Rebbe, so things Rav Meir changed his shita. The while we had two mahalchim to explain the machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon and our Mishnah, if you shechted the behemoth, the eva, midduldul becomes mukshel. The first mahalach was Rabbah held that the shailas of a behemoth becomes a yad to an eva, and Rav Shimon also doesn't become a yad. The second mahalach was, machlokes is, if oich is bekotten ben godol oileimoy, if it has a din of kamayu, that is a cold one, that the hechsher of the shchita can help on the eva. These were the Baal two mahalach. Rava Omar. Now we're going to have a third mahalach. Rava Omar, b'yesh yad letume ben yad lehechsher kamiflegi. Rava said, no, the machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is, is there bechlal a concept of yodais for hechsher, which we had before in the beginning, ha'il baroitev, the machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. So Rav says it's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Mar sover yesh yad letume ve'ein yad lehechsher, that's Rav Shimon. Mar sover yesh yad letume ulehechsher, and that is Rav Meir. Let us see Rashi. Rav Omar, b'yesh yad lehechsher, ki heichi dafinin yad letume b'reish pirkin, commits legit, just like this, a yad letume, this a yad lehechsher. But the kol alma b'heime nasis yad leiva, that's no problem. A b'heime could become a yad to an eva. But the shayla is, was there nisraba din yodis legabi hechsher? That's Rav's mahalach, a third mahalach. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa said, "Behechsher koydim machshove kamiflegi." A moiridike machloikes. And let us just give a little hakdomet, a little hakdomet. The gather of hechsher, let us say that's one beer in hechsher. But there's a alumnus says this, that Hechsher is the Gemar, we hear it looks like it's just like it's a Gemar Keli. That makes it for an Oichel after the Hechsher ready. It's missing something. It's missing the Shem Oichel because it was a Mukhshe yet. It wasn't a race. It wasn't cleaned, it wasn't washed. So the gemar that makes it for an oichel is the hechsher. So the concept of hechsher applies if I have an oichel. I have an oichel, but it's missing the gemar. It's the finishing touches. You have to wash it. You have to, in order to give it a shem oichel, a kapel tumi, you need the gemar oichel. So there's a concept of hechsher. But what is, if I wash something, that basher u'shem it's not an oichel at all. Basher u'shem it's not an oichel. I wash it. And then later it becomes an oichel. Do I say that the previous hechsher, which was done to something when it wasn't an oichel, can I use that hechsher now to make it an oichel? Or maybe not. The whole concept of Hechsher is only if I have an Oichel, so the Hechsher makes it a Gmar Oichel. But if I was Masha something that's not an Oichel, which after the Hechsher is Gornish Mekornish, some of Mele now became an Oichel, now you want to make it a Gmar Oichel, now you have to be Masha it again. That is, so the Gmar wants to say, that is the Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, we'll see soon how, what Pshat the Mishnah is, but let us first see the Lashon of the Gemara. Rav Papa Omar, the Machloikes Rav Meir Rav Shimon is, Behechsher Koidim Machshav. If a person was Machshav something before it got a Shem Oichel, that means before he was Mechashav La'ochloi, and you need the Machshav to make it for an Oichel. Behechsher Koidim Machshav Kemifle. The sign we learned in Abaraisa, Omar Rab Yehuda Kach Oyu Rabbi Kiva Shoine, Chelev Shchuta Bikforim Tzorich Machshove, Ve'ein Tzorich Hechsher, Shekvar Hurshar Bishchita. Now, just before we see Rashi to see all the Pshatim, but let's just say one Poshet Pshat. In the Kforim, Rashi says, there was not too great a demand for Chelev. Because there was a small demand, the Kforim was small. So Mamela, everyone ate the meat, the Behemah had enough meat to satisfy all the dwellers in the Kfar. So Chelev was not Oivel HaSoicher HaFilu Fagoyim. No one ate Chelev. You can buy meat, so why should I eat fat? So it wasn't... Nah. And so, but then later, let's say a guy wanted to eat it, a kasher from ice, a guy wanted to eat it. So the shaila is, I want to sell it to a guy. The, like this we say, a behemoth becomes muksha with the shchita. Did the chaylev become muksha with the shchita? Because b'shah shchita, the chaylev doesn't have a shame machel. That's the shaila. Omar, the snan, omar Rabbi Yehuda kach, hoya sanyik, omar Rabbi Yehuda kach, hoya Rabbi Kiva shayna. Chaylev shchuta bekvorim, tzorich machshav. That means, if you wanted to be mekabel tumah des chaylev, you need machshava la'achilei la'akum. Ve'ein tzorich hechshav. You don't need hechshav. Why? Shekvar huchshar b'shchita. That means when you shechted it already, so the shchita is machshel the behemoth. And it's machshel everything in the behemoth. It's machshel the chaylev also of the behemoth. But still not mekabel tumah because it's not aimed to be eaten unless you are machashiv it. So al kaponim, if you are machashiv lachilo la'akum, so then the din will be that it will be mekabel tumah. But heksha you don't need because it became already muksha v'shas shchita sabayim. Omar Yude Kachoy Rabiki Vishoin Chelev Shchuta Bekvorim Tzorich Marshove Ve'ein Tzorich Hechsher. You won't need Hechsher again. Shekvar Hukshar Beshchita. Omarti Lefonovs, Rabbi Yude said, I asked Rabiki Vimatono Rabbeinu, you taught us Aloche. That's not like that. Ulshin Shelokton Vidichon lebehime. Ushin is chicory. So others say pshat, chicory beetsim is a machalot. But ushin shalokton vidichon lebehime. He had no intent to eat this chicory. He wanted to give it for his behime. So it's a machal behime. And he washed it for the behime. V'nimlach aleihem lo'odom. So then, b'shas when he washed it, it wasn't a machal odom. V'nimlach aleihem lo'odom. So Rabbi Kivet said, tzrichos hechsher sheni. Now, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, you need a new hechsher. Because the previous hechsher was done to something which wasn't a machal odom. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Kiva, yes, I don't understand you. How could you say that the Shchitas HaBehema could be Machshir the Chelev before it was Machashiv to give it to a goy? You yourself said, Kozman, it's not a Machalodim, Hechshir doesn't help. V'choza Rabbi Kiva liyois shoyne ki Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Kiva was shoyne, he was chayzer. So Mamela we see, there were two tkufas by Rabbi Kiva. There was one tkufa that Rabbi Kiva held that one can be machshir something even though before it gets a teira seichel. And then later Rabbi Kiva was chayzer and he held that one cannot be machshir something because man it doesn't have a teira seichel. So, Rav Papa said, this is the machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. We'll see in Rashi that the Eiver is not Roy Lachila. So Bishas Yushech the Behemah. Bishas Yushech the Behemah. So the Eiver was not Roy Lachila. Can you be Machshel the Eiver? Even though before it was Eimed Lachila. So that's the Machloikis. That's the Machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. Rab Meir holds Nishchita Behema Hukshiru Bidomel. Even though Bishash Shchite, the Eva was not Eimed Lachila. And Rab Shimon holds, like Rabbi Kiva held, the Maskanosai. That you cannot be machshir something that's not oymed lachim. This is Rav Papa's mahalach. Let us see Rashi. Behechshir koydem machshava kemiflugi. ודכול העלמה יש יד לתומה להכשר. That's no problem. That's no problem. There's a yad l'tumah l'hechshel. Ela sheshochto koidem shechishev la'achiloi lo'ivet kechom. He shechted it before he had a kavone to give it to the guy. Dekodam hechshel l'machshove. So the hechshel was before machshove. Abshimen sovel ki ben de bishas hechshel. Akati lav bal kibuli tumahu. It's not mekabel tumah. The stomay lav lachilakoi. Stomay lav lachilakoi. Shaf lebeno yachosahu. Hechshanami loy mekabel. Shimon holds, since it's not oimed lachile. Shaf lebeno yachosahu. Hechshanami loy mekabel. We'll come back to this Rashi soon, but let us just finish the Rashis. Chaylev ain't dalke lo oichle bekforim. It's not eaten. Mibnei sha'om mu'it. There's a small demand. V'yeshlem bosar harbe. They have a lot of meat. L'tzoyrach sipukim. So it's not a dover that's nechol. Avol bekrochim. Ha'om merubim. There's a large demand. V'yeshlem bosar lachol l'tzoyrach. There's not enough meat. Is oichle noisei deatrak, so there everyone needs it to eat chaylev also. That's why we're speaking about chaylev shebikforim. That the kforim doesn't have a teres oichle. That's one mahalach. Inami, a second mahalach, the difference between kforim and krochim. Mishumachin dalche lochle bikforim, mishum daniim hein. Could be fakert. Chaylev was an expensive cut of meat. So in the kforim they couldn't afford it. Avu b'nei krochim, shayim ashirim, oichle noisei, they ate it. Abal kaponim, so b'kforim it was not eating. It's uchshar b'shrite. So Rabbi Kiva said, it's uchshar b'shrite, v'apagav dekodom hechshel l'machshobet. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Akashem, ulshin esev shekoirin karshpila, they say this is chikorin. Shalokdom lebehime, buchshiru, and it became uchshir, they washed it. Vacharkach nimlach aleihim lodom, and afterwards, they decided to give the shikiri to a person. So now became a machalodom, tzrichen hechshir sheini, meshekodom hechshir lamachshok. So now Rashi explains, so what is the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Shimon? Rameyer sovelo ki hechdom Rabbi Kiva mikore machol behem yeah period. Now nothing machol behem ain't him a kabel tumah. That's pshat the ma'isa with the ulshin. But now let us just go back. We have here Rav Poppe told us two things, and let us just discuss one of the two things. Rav Poppe told us there's a machlokes tanoim, is it shayach to be machshir something before it gets a teiras machol. Rabbi Kiva mitchila held that you could be machshir. Later he held you can't be machshir. So Rav Poppe said, you know, this is a machlokes Rav Meir and the machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Meir said when you shecht the behemah, so the Eiver became Mukshah. The Eiver became Mukshah. So Rashi says, even though, now let's go back to the Rashi. So Rashi says, the Stomei lav la'achila koi, the Eiver is not oimed la'achila. She'af leben noyach osahu, Hechsher nami loit mekabel. So Rashi says, the case of the Mishnah, when you shecht a behime, the eva medudu is not oimed la'achile, number one, in Tagoyitz also, shafla ben noyach also. So here we have a hechsher koidem machshove, and that's the machlokes Rameya and Rav Shimon. Now, there's Amoyre de Kekashe, which we have to be aware of. We had a Gemara before, and this Kashe that the Teferes Yaakov asks. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara said, that this agmon daf ayin dalid, that if you shecht a behemah, the aver is mutter min atayve. Mishamitzvahs proish, it's also to eat the aver. That means an aver hamedulduh. An aver hamedulduh calls man, he didn't shecht it, it's not an aver minachai. It's not an aver minachai, look at bitumis aver minachai. When you shecht it, it becomes mutter afilu for ye. This mitzvah's proish. Mitarabono, not allowed to eat it. In a Torah, it's edible. It's irrelevant. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it's not edible. It's not, it doesn't have a Torah's machel. He says, we learned a Gemara by Ulshin, chicory. Chicory, it could be a pakel posh advice, it's oimet lihe yochel. It's oimet lochel von odom. He picked it for a behemoth, so he had an intent, he won't eat it. So it becomes ois machal odom. It can't be a machal. Now it's not oimid la yochal day odom. So he says if the rabbonon gave an iser on it, so yidin don't eat it. That's the kash anidis. I mean, a teiretz a machal. But it's not edible. Whatever the reason is, since the rabbonon gave an iser, it's not worse than ulshin shalokton le behemtoi. That's about the yid. What's with the second kasha? But it's a machal for a goy, so what's your problem? So it's mekabel to me. So the Teferet Yaakov says, Amoyre de Keteret. He says that since there's no concept of shchita by a goy, so just like we have a din misa oise nipple, and after when the behemoth dies, it's an eva min achai min atoire, by a goy shchit is also oise nipple, and it's also min atoire. Amoyre de Kechidish. A gavulche de shach brings down that it's poiskim, that it's muta to a goy. Period. Not like the Tiferes Yaakov says, but Al Kaponim Tiferes Yaakov says this Pshat and Rashi, a Moedike Pshat and Rashi that Rashi holds. I mean, it's a big problem. Agamor is a Moedike problem. Agamor says clearly that it's not Roy Leochel Aydeakum. The Gemor calls it, if it would be Roy Leochel Aydeakum, so it's not called Hershe. It became a Machel. It's a Machel now. Go, you meet it. Finished. So Memela, we see, so this is what the Teferet Yaakov says. Let us go further. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now another Mahalach to understand the Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Ache Berei de Rav Ike Omar Biniskanach Hadam Bein Simen Le Simen Kamiflegi Mar Sova Yeshna Lishrito Mitrilo Batsoif Vahaydam Shritohu Umar Sova Eine Lishrito Elo Lebesoif Vahaydam Makohu. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Biniskanach hadam. Sarashi says, Udekula alme ein yad lehechsher, avayesh yad letume. Everyone knows there's no yad lehechsher. We're speaking about as follows. We have a machlekes, a person shechted a behemoth, and there's an eiver hamedudu. Does the eiver become hukshar ayidei shchitas a behemoth? So Ramei says it does become Moksha, and the Rabbonon and Rav Shimon says it does not become Moksha. So Rav Ache, the Rei de Ravike said, the Machloikis is as follows. That what you shech the Behime cannot in any way be Machsha the Eva, because Ein Yad Lehechsha, there's no such thing if you're Machsha one thing, so another thing becomes Moksha or Yodet. The kulalme ein yad lehechsher, avul yesh yad letume. Yeah, fine. Upluktayu bishenites hadam al ha'ever vekinchoi ben simen le simen. we're speaking about such a case. A person shechted the behemoth. You have an eva hamadultu. When a person shechts a behemoth, blood gushes out. And it happened that after he shechted the first simen, before he shechted the second simen, blood gushed out and fell on this eva, on this eva hamadultu. Now, blood is machshir. Blood is from the Zion Damshrita. Damshrita is machshir. So blood is machshir. But this is the blood from the first simen, from the shrita of the first simen. The person went, so now we have an eva hamaduldu that has blood on it. The person went and wiped off the blood. Huh? Someone went and wiped off the blood from the eva. And then the sheikhet finished shechting the second simen. Now finished shechting the second simen. So now the shaila is that blood, when it came in contact with the eva, was that blood dam shchite or dam make? And that is totally in the shaila if yeshna l'shchite mitchila batzayit or eina l'shchite ela l'psayit. One man the yama holds that yeshna l'shchite mitchila when you're in the process of shechting, so the shchita of all the simonim is a shchita process. It's nigma l'psayit. But the first simon is also a maise shrita. So since it's a maise shrita, so the dam that fell on the eva amedudul is dam shrita. He wiped it up. It's irrelevant. But the eva amedudul became mukshel when the dam fell on top of it. That's what Ramei holds. Yeshna l'shrita mitchila batzayif. Rav Shimon holds ainu l'shchita elo b'seif. That means kol zman you weren't going with the shchita, it doesn't have a shem shchita. When you're going with the shchita, then everything has a shem shchita. But you have to be going with it first. What did he do? He wiped off the dam after the first simon. So memele, so bishatoi, when it fell on it, it didn't have a shem shchita. Now that it was going with the shchita, there's no dam in it anymore. So that's called dam make. Dam make is not marsha. And dam shchita is machshir, and the machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon is this dam shchita or dam make. Now, let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. V'nizkana chadam, v'dekula alme, en yad lehechshav, yesh yad letum. V'luktayu, v'shenitas adam ala eva. The dam fell on the eva, v'kinchoi, and he cleaned it bein simen l'simen. So Rav Shimon holds ainu l'shchita elo l'b'soif. Damake, so it's damake ainu marsha. Dam chalolim kori mashke v'loi damake. This is Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Ikis pshat. And now we have one more pshat. This is the last pshat in the machlokes. Rav Ashi Omar, that what the machloik is, b'shchite machsheres v'loi dam komiflegi. Now, let us just say the translation, and then we have to understand the explanation. But al kaponim is azay. There is a svare to say what we see Rav Shimon in the previous prokem, Rav Shimon says like this, that Rav Shimon holds dam shchita is not marsha, period. Dam shchita is not marsha. There's only a hechsher, shchita is marsha, but dam shchita is not marsha. Now what does that mean, shchita is marsha? So Rav Shimon says as for him that what is the concept of Hechsher? Hechsher means I make it for an oichel, like we said, that the hechsher is if you take a mashke and you wash it, or so that's the gmar, that's making it for an oichel. Bekitzer, dam shchita does not have a shame mashke, so cannot make it for an oichel. But the shchita alone, since it's matter it ba'achile, So the Shchite, there's a Hechsher of Shchite, the Meise Shchite, not Dam Shchite. The Meise Shchite is Machsheret that's Mekabel Tumme. Because the Meise Shchite does whatever Hechsher does. The Meise Shchite makes it Mutter Bachila, so that is equivalent to Hechsher Mayim. Just like Hechsher Mayim makes it Roy Lachila, there it's a different Lamdas because I'm washing it, I'm preparing it, so Memele, that makes it for a Machel. If I matter it for Achila, that also makes it for a Machel. Finished. So, Bekitzer, before we see the explanation, so that's what Rav Ashi said. The Machloikis, Rav Meir, and Rav Shimon is Dam Marsher, or is Shchita Marsher? And if you hold Shchita's Marsha, the Eva didn't become Muksha. That's the words of Rav Ashi. And now we'll see Rashi. Rav Ashi Yoma, Rav Ashi holds the Kulalme is Yad Lehersha. Could be even holds this Yad Lehersha. Vahei Hever is Le Yad, the Behemanas is Yad Lehever. That everyone holds. Inami Sviralei Oiches Bekotten. Ben God Leilimai, Areyu Kamayu. Oik Shenites Hadam Aleva Velainis Kanech. Inami Svira Lei the Kulalme, if Shenites Velainis Kanech is good. Velainis Kanech is good. But what is the Inami Svira Lei the Kulalme Ein Yad Lehersha? Shenites Hadam Aleva doesn't help. It was Niskanech, Mr. Ameh. What is the machloikis? In komifligi, Rameya, but the machloikis is as follows. Rameya sova dam machshel, dam is machshel, brei huksha, so became huksha. Rab Shimon letamei, the oma beperik sheini, shchite machsheres veloi dam. Shchite is machshel, and not dam. Vahai Eiver, kiven the loy mahanile shchita la tiroi bachile. The shchita will not be matter the Eiver to eat. We said midarabonon, the shchita is not matter the Eiver. Afol gav the mahanile leturi midei nevela, one if tumme seiver minachai, loy machshu lei letumme. The time of the shchita machsheres, Hein, am ishim de kiven de mashvele uchle linyen het achile, mashvele nami uchle linyen tume, hoche leke le meimer ochim. So lechoyre, pshaten rashi is as follows. There's a machloikis between Rameya and Rab Shimon. If dam shchit is machshe, or the meise shchit is machshe. Rameirot dam shchit is machsher, so mamele, so there was a yeshyat lehersher, so lemaise dam shchit fell on the behemet, so it's machsher the eva, no problem, it's yad, or it's one entity. Rab Shimon holds dam as bechlau na machsher. The only thing that is machsher is, since it became roi lachile, that gufe makes it a shame oichel agabi kabolas tumim. But since the Eiver is also midarabonon to eat, because we said there's a mitzvah's proish, even though you shechted the behemah, the Eiver is also midarabonon, and Rab Shimon also holds only shchita is marsher, not dam, so therefore Rab Shimon holds that the Eiver doesn't become musher.